Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, I'll bring you a new episode to help you become a manifest master. Today I'm here with Reverend Jillian Harris. She joins me on the second Monday of every month to talk about the power of manifesting. Before we get into today's show, I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. Jillian teaches how to use colors, aroma, stones, crystals, as well as strategic thought and authentic emotion to work as tools toward manifestation of goals. She is an author, intention coach, metaphysical consultant, and a conscious creation specialist. We have so much to talk about in a short time, so without delay, let me welcome today's co-host, my friend and spiritual sister, Reverend Jillian Harris. Jillian, what shall we talk about today?
All kinds of stuff and red.
Yes, I love red.
Red.
Although you wouldn't know that from my hair color. It's
oh, my God, I love your hair right now. I love your hair right now. I love your hair. How many colors are in there?
I don't know.
I mean, it's at least four colors, for sure, at least four.
At least four. And one of them was a happy, happy accident. I know that she used two different colors. Well, one was like a violet and one was a royal purple. And then she used like two different shades of blue, I think. And then the green, of course, which is like the crown and glory for me. And somewhere when she was doing the little, the back part where it spikes up, some of the colors blended and made a beautiful aqua. And that not expected.
Amazing. That was an accident.
That was an accident.
Loving that accident.
Yeah. I had so much fun. You know, for the last month, I've been a blonde. And I spent most of my life as a blonde. I was a strawberry blonde as a child. And then I went platinum blonde after my divorce. And then when I yanked all the hair off, I cut it and started going red, and I was various shades of red for many, many years.
Right.
And then after we started Be Unique, I started exploring with my hair color.
Right.
And I've been doing most of it myself. I just dye it myself and don't think twice about it because I had a stylist who said, "Oh, I don't do those weird colors. If you want to go weird, I'll cut it, but I won't color it for you." I'm like, "Okay, fine." She's probably had someone complain that the color wasn't right.
Right.
Well, I found a new stylist who was like, "Oh, please, 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 please let me play in your colors." And so,
that's awesome.
Last month we bleached it, and I thought, "Oh my gosh, I kind of like this."
Right.
I want to try this let me try it for a day or two, see if I really like it. I'll come back if I want to color it.
Yeah.
Well, then I thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm just going to, everybody was like, interestingly, my conservative friends and family were like, "Oh, you should keep the blonde. That's so you." No. Every time I'd look in the mirror, I'd think of this wrestler. My husband used to watch wrestling. Otherwise, I never would have known it. But there's this guy, I don't know what his name is, but he used to go, "Woo!" And he was a bleach blonde, you know. So
there were a lot
I'd
of blonde wrestlers, though, but he was okay.
Yeah. But that one was just weird. So I honestly thought about going back to red. And then I talked to my stylist, Rhonda, and she said, "No, if you go red, you're going to have to go like fire engine red or candy apple red. You can't just be red."
Right.
So I'm like, "Oh, well, tell you what, I'll close my eyes. You fix it. When you're done, wake me up. I'll say okay." And so that's pretty much what we did. She turned my back to the mirror and just went to town.
Man, she did a great job. It's absolutely beautiful. I mean,
I
it is just
it.
Rainbow. It's fabulous.
Well, yeah,
amazing.
Well, it matches my unicorn leg warmers, which I don't need.
Yeah.
But right now we're in pretty good warm weather. But
awesome. Yeah.
I feel like Mardi Gras.
I have a question for you about when you have red hair.
Yes.
When you have red hair, do you feel different than when you have blonde hair?
Oh, definitely.
Does your energy field change, and you know, your way of feeling and being and going through things, does it change?
When I had red hair, I was so powerful.
Uh-huh.
And now that I've got this Mardi Gras hair, I'm very powerful still, because it's the combination of the colors.
Right.
And it's also allowing me to be funky, as my niece says.
Yeah.
She says, I like you blonde, but if you're going to be funky, do it this way. You know, this is the way to be funky. I'm like,
what do you say for how the color?
Jillian, I've lost you.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Okay, great. There's something to be said for how the colors dance together and kind of create a new color, not visually, but energetically.
Yes. And colors are so powerful.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was wondering if, like, you know, that's what's happening with the multicolored hair you got going on.
Well, I think because red was the first color that I chose after my divorce, it was a power statement. Because I sat there in Atlanta. I was in Atlanta at the time and found this great little stylist. And I went there just for a haircut. I thought I'd trim a few inches. My hair was down to my knees at that point. So I had about 3 feet of hair that I gave away to one of those wig places for kids. But when I was talking with the stylist, whose name I do not remember after 20 years, you know how stylists are, that you sit in their chair and you tell them your whole life story in 15 minutes.
Exactly.
So he was like, well, why do you want to cut your hair? And what else do we want to do? I said, you know what? I want a makeover. Just make me over.
Oh.
He said, why? I need to know why. I said, well, because I've just, not long gotten it out of a bad abusive marriage, and I want to reclaim my power. He said, I know what to do for you. So he gave me a little cute bob and a very sedate auburn color.
Hmm.
Well, I went, that was fine for starters.
You look at America, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah. So over the years, I vibrated that red more and more and more.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, now I think it's interesting because I was like, what can people use for reds, or what are the intentions? Actually, I came up with the intentions first, some examples of intentions and blossoming out from my own life. But what you just said was like, I'm coming out of a divorce, right?
Right.
Red. And so that's like starting like new chapter, new life, kind of like. Is that how you were feeling?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so one of the intentions is like beginning anything, mm-hmm. beginning or ramping up, like a fitness program, or beginning or ramping up just yourself, like you were doing at that time. But one of the things I was thinking about initially when I came up with red for today is, you know, at this point right now, we're almost at a year of this whole pandemic thing. And I'm thinking, you know, it's Monday, and Mondays are big for me. It's like, you know, let's get in there, let's make some stuff happen. And, you know, in America, in a lot of places, we're getting better numbers on the pandemic and stuff. And so there are probably folks out there, just like me, who are like, you know, hoping, okay, my business, let's see if get that business rolling again, you know, just revamping it and ramping it up and getting it going again, or whatever newness that you might have. Maybe it's a new adventure, a new venture that you're starting as a result of the pandemic, or a new way of being yourself as a result. There's just so much newness right now. And so red can be a great assistance. That's why I thought red. Red is creator. You know, and there's so much about it that's it's hot.
And
it's an interesting thing, too. Tell me this. Were you more temperamental with your red hair?
I'm temperamental anyway. You know, what is so funny, when I was a redhead.
Yeah.
People would look at my current husband, Curtis, and, you know, after 5 minutes with me, they'd say, boy, she's a true redhead, isn't she? or a natural redhead or something like that.
Right.
And
right.
Curtis would just nod and smile because he knew I was more of a blonde than a, I mean, strawberry blonde is kind of red. And
yeah.
there are redheads in my family. My dad was a redhead and my
okay.
grandfather too. But
yeah.
it was a kind of a joke between the two of us. That nobody knows what color my hair really, especially now. But it didn't matter what color, what shade of red. I mean, I kid you not, I went from a soft little auburn to a very almost purple redhead one time.
Right.
And,
right.
And every shade in between. If there was a little orange or pink, it didn't matter. And sometimes I'd mix colors.
Right.
But nothing like what's on my head today. This
right.
kind of mixing, had I done tried to do this to myself,
right.
I would have probably come up with a muddy looking color that where they all blended way wrong. But I was so grateful.
No, they did great because they're distinctly different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And, but you know what?
I thought
of something else.
Yes.
Shoot, you're about to go. Don't lose what you're about to say. But when you divorced and you changed your hair to red, were you also anxious for your next relationship? Because romance, if you're hunting for it, if you're ready for it, if it's time for it, red is a great color to work with.
I was, and it wasn't long after that I found Curtis.
Wow. Now, see, now not everybody has to go dye their hair red to use red.
No, you can use red.
I love
it. You can wear red shirts. You can put on a red scarf. You can carry
right.
a red stone. And I know you know about stones.
Yeah. Love
there are a lot of different red stones. One of my I've got several favorites. Like, you know, I'm such a fickle human being. I'll look at something and go, oh, my gosh, this is my favorite. And I know I say that about every issue of Be Unique that comes out. And,
that's
and
so beautiful.
Jennifer laughs at me. She says, you say that every time. And, yeah,
I
do.
That's so funny.
If I'm holding my birthstone is a garnet. So
right.
it's red. And
right.
when I'm holding my garnet, I'm like, oh, this is my favorite stone in the world. I love it. And then I pick
right.
up a carnelian. Or
right.
a red jasper, and
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I love this. I love you, my precious.
Yes, yes. Oh my God, yeah, it's amazing that they will work that way. You can almost pick any stone that's red, although different stones will have slightly different qualities and characteristics to them. But overall, because of that color, like if you look at an agate, agates are so interesting because there are all bunches of colors. And one
yes.
of the things about agate is that it's such a porous stone that a lot of folks dye it. So they'll dye the stones and then they sell it to, crystal and places where you go buy crystals and stones and stuff. And so then you and me walk in there and go, buy some stones and we see, wow, look at these red agates. And we don't think in the beginning that they might be dyed. I had to, be where I am with stones and crystals and stuff to get to that and go, how is this? This is not in my studies. Why is this red?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, but what I realized is, so you take the energy of the stone, like say for instance, it's howlite. Howlite is naturally
Ooh.
A white stone with like kind of like a black or grayish sort of marbling in
yes.
it, and that's like a calming energy, and it's grounding, but it has a way of influencing a quieter mind. So you've
it
got
does.
Chaos and craziness going on. It'll help soothe that. But so now, since that particular stone is so porous, they can dye it a lot of different colors. So I originally accidentally picked up some red howlite, thinking it was red turquoise.
Ooh.
And, actually the place where I was, they had made a mistake, and I had to really research this and realize, no, this is howlite, and it's been dyed. So now then we had to look at how is the red energy, because red has its own, flavor to it in terms of like personality and what it enhances or what it influences with us. And then howlite has almost opposite end of the spectrum in terms of the energy that it leads us or influences us to go with.
So yeah, red hell light's kind of a paradox.
Yeah, almost an oxy freaking moron.
Yes.
But what if, you know, red is going to be the stimulant and it's going to be, you know, strength, or you're going to use it for passion. I mean, there's so many different things that you can call upon the energy to use it for. And so what if you're, you know, there's a really enhancing light energy complements then the intensity of the red, so that then those energies get mixed together, like, you know, red and white become pink on a canvas. And so that same thing would happen when you mix like that.
Yeah, the vibrations kind of become different. The vibrations of the stone and the vibrations of the color may be at odds in your mind, but you blend them, you put them together. It's like a wonderful little recipe.
Exactly. That's exactly. OMG. That's how I do my remedies. They're recipes. And totally. And when you get enough together and you figure it out, well, I need some of this and I need some of that. You know, I need some calm and I need some excitement. Can I get both, please? Absolutely.
Exactly. And it's like, I want to be energetic, but I'd like to do it in a calm manner.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you're too energetic, it can make you frenetic. It can make you you become almost manic with it. But you need that calming influence so that you can be balanced. And that's what it's all about, is balance.
Yeah, and then don't forget the color that you're using. If anybody else is seeing it or they're feeling the energy of it, then they're affected too. So
that's true.
You want... Yeah, you want it to, you know, enhance the whole meeting, not just you in the meeting.
That's why sometimes we hide our stones in our pockets or in other places.
Yeah.
They're just
but, like,
for us.
I don't know. I'm just really, I'm loving red today, and I've decided that's what's going with me today. And I was going to ask you, you know, because everybody's got their own way of using. For instance, say you're in a place and you don't happen to have a piece of carnelian or, you know, topaz or something that's red, right? A stone, and yet you're wearing blue. And you feel that you really need the energy of red right now. What do you do in a situation like that?
I look for red wherever I am.
Oh, yeah,
If I don't see a stop sign or some advertisement or a red car to pull off that energy, sometimes I can't always visualize the color. In fact, someone once told me that if I want to communicate with my cat, I need to project the color orange.
Oh, and, interesting.
And it does work. I have learned to understand him a lot better since I've been doing that, and he will listen to me a little bit better. But sometimes the color orange, how do I do that? And then all of a sudden I imagine that I'm eating a tangerine or an orange.
Okay.
I can visualize it not only in my mind's eye, but I can imagine and remember the taste.
Yeah.
And that taste of orange really brings it to life for me. So if I were looking for something red, if I needed to pull on the power of red and I didn't have any red with me or couldn't see any, I would imagine the taste of a strawberry. I would remember the last sweet strawberry that I had, or a nice apple, you know, that crunch of biting into an apple.
Right.
And if all else fails, I think of my sister Donna. She's the reddest redhead in the family.
Oh, that's amazing.
And as we've all gotten older, you know, we've all started dyeing our hair, except for my one sister, she was blessed with our grandmother's lovely white hair. She's younger than I am, but her hair is snow white and naturally curly, so it really looks better on her than it would on me. I have naturally straight hair. And right. Donna has the reddest red hair, always has. And as she's gotten older, to cover the gray, she enhances her red. So she's
right.
always the one I think of. And she's a
right.
spitfire. Oh, my God. She's a Leo. So she's full
that's
of fire.
Red.
Yeah.
Right. yeah.
She is.
Yeah. Leo's very red.
And so
amazing.
She's a good spirit animal to call on.
Right. Well, gosh, I'm glad that you did that because, you know, I often find that that's the catch right there for some folks. You know, they'd love to. They understand how, you know, each hue has a way of affecting us psychologically. And really without even really thinking that if you have the color in front of you, it's affecting you without you even going into, you know, the steps of how it's affecting you, you know, scientifically. It just is doing its thing. And so just how to acquire that, like how to get it, it's easier than people think. But I just thought it would be nice to share some of the ways that we go about it. And I was going to even share the situation that I'm going through right now, which you know about, with my uncle, mm-hmm. and how I'm actually, you know, going to I'm in the midst of right now creating the intention, and I'm red as part of what I'm using to make it happen.
Oh,
so,
I just imagined what you're, this is going to come in the form of redhead.
Oh, wow.
Uncle Bernie
now,
won't know why.
That will be amazing. That will be amazing if the person, folks who are listening, there is a person that is being found right now to help with an endeavor. And if they are red, I will be like, OMG. Watch them either that or they're going to show up in all red clothes or something.
Yes.
In a red car.
Or really,
right.
really bright red fingernails or
right.
wearing
yeah.
wearing a ruby, you know, something.
Right, the, yeah.
Red
oh,
is
my
going,
gosh.
I feel that red is definitely going to be manifested through this.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is really funny.
I can't wait to hear when this comes through because it's already happened. You know this.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I want to say to our listeners, this is the beauty of manifesting. You just
yes.
state it, you create the intention, and you state it in the present tense. You don't say it will happen. You already know
right.
that it has happened. It's just yeah. on its way to you. And there
yeah.
are sometimes there are things that we need to, obstacles that we need to move out of the way in order for
right.
this to happen.
Yeah.
I always dreamed of the life I'm living right now. I really
oh,
did.
Wow.
As a child, I dreamed of running my own magazine or being a professional writer and working with other writers and editing. And I always dreamed of having mentoring to other, you know, younger writers.
Right.
Never imagined that it would take the shape of Be Unique. But now
right.
we have 12 interns from universities all over the country.
Wow.
And some of them are in the editorial field. Some of them are in other areas of the nonprofit. Because anybody who knows anything about Be Unique knows that we have a very wide diversity of content, film, podcast, and the magazine are the three main ones.
Right.
That's my
lot.
Opportunity. Yes, that's my opportunity
yeah.
to mentor. But I had...
Yeah.
I thought maybe I was, you know, this can't get the words out. I'm so excited I can't even talk because
I
manifest things without even realizing I've manifested them, and then all of a sudden, and this is one of those eureka moments. I just realized
right.
the steps I put into place to make this happen.
Right.
More than 30 years ago.
Oh, wow,
When I started the steps that I needed to leave an abusive relationship.
Right.
And I know that I do need to clarify, a lot of people think, oh, she must have been hurt terribly bad. Yes, I was. However, the man never laid a hand on me. Abuse
yeah.
takes many forms.
For sure.
And verbal, emotional, and psychological abuse doesn't leave any bruises.
Not on the outside.
Exactly. And when you go to bed at night and pray to your God, whoever your God is, and say, please let him hit me. Make him hit me so I will know and I can show somebody how much this hurts. Because I couldn't, there was no way to explain how this man's words hurt me.
Wow,
but
when
I took that first step toward leaving him, that was when I told the universe, I'm serious. I am getting out of my own way. I am manifesting the life that I want, and I have it now.
Yeah.
I have a very, very loving husband, very supportive.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for his emotional and financial support, I couldn't do what I do with Be Unique. And I couldn't be sitting here right now talking with you.
Right.
I would have never, have never met you. I would have, I probably would have been dead by now.
Oh man.
If not physically from the illnesses that I carried the entire 25 years I was married to him, then I would have definitely been dead spiritually.
You had medical illnesses during that marriage that you don't know?
Absolutely, yes.
Man.
I was gone. My youngest son was 19 when I told him, I knocked on his door and I said, I'm leaving your dad. He says, well, I'm coming with you unless you tell me not to, but I'm not staying here with him.
Right.
So he moved out with me, and we had a very modest life compared to what we'd had with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful life, actually. Sometimes it's good to break away.
How quick was your hair red?
Actually took me a little over a year.
Okay. All right.
Because there were other things I had to work through before
I
could get to
that. You know what I feel? I feel like energetically you were already working with red.
Oh, probably. I've worked a lot with blues too at that point in time.
Oh, right. That's good.
I used blue. I did. So bizarre. Found this crazy little mobile home that I could rent for $100 and a case of Old Milwaukee. That was my rent.
Wow. Right. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
started out
$120,
awesome. Then it became $100 and a case of Old Milwaukee.
Right.
And it was the place was old 1930s paneling or whatever. It was horrible. And she told me, she said, do whatever you want to with it. So I found a staple gun and some blue fabric, lots of blue fabric. And I didn't have the money for anything else for, wallpaper or paint. But I had the fabric left over from my first, my first life. And I put all the blue fabric I could find on the walls. And I filled the house with blue lights and white lights.
Yeah.
And it just helped me find myself. But, it took me about a year to get out of that, to ease into myself. And as soon as I became a redhead, it was like, oh, I know you. I like you.
That's
awesome.
you're the
chick I've been looking for all my life.
Right. Wow. That's awesome. Well, I'm not sure how the blue served you, though. I see that it has so many characteristics to it psychologically that would work perfectly at that time. But the reason why I thought that you might have been carrying the energy of red with you, just symbolically without realizing,
is just
the determination and courage.
No, I just realized something. I did, because every Thursday night, this was part of my healing.
Okay.
Every Thursday night, I would dress in the clingiest, sexiest red dress, and it was red. It was down just below my knees. It was just sexy enough that it was not. It wasn't.
It wasn't a hoochie mama dress.
It was. It was. It was. It was a.
It was a hoochie mama dress.
It was a hoochie mama, but not over hoochie.
It was a classic hoochie mama.
Yes. And yes. I would put that dress on and go sing.
I'm feeling Marilyn Monroe.
It did, yes. It had that feel to it.
Okay.
And I happened to, at that point in time, I had the shape to pull it off.
Right.
But I would go every Thursday night and sing Aretha Franklin, Chain of Fools.
Which song? Oh,
karaoke.
Wow.
Chain
oh,
of Fools
fun.
And Respect.
Yes.
Those were my two Take Me Back songs. Because,
yeah.
And let me tell you, honey. Oh, man. I became a cult classic for a while. And
okay.
It just helped me, you know, it helped me dig deep and get what I needed out.
Right.
But it was I never thought about it, but it was the red.
Right. Well, you know, it's a determination color and it's a courage number color, which you needed at that time.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's why a lot of men wear red ties with their black or blue suits. It's a power color.
Hmm. Oh, right. Yeah. Action. Right. Yeah. And passion. I can get that. It's also a domination, though. So if they want to, you know, that masculine thing, red works for that.
Yeah.
But
it helped me
dominate
a few times.
It's also kind of way of doing that feminine thing. Yes. That's just awesome. I'm loving that you realized the red, because even when you weren't in that red dress, you had the energy of it going on a lot in that era.
Yeah. Well, I think for my purposes, when I was home, I needed the calming blue and the cocoon. I needed to be in a cocoon.
What
I needed
blue did
my
you
home.
Use? Because, you know, they kind of vary in energy. Which was it, a light blue?
It was mostly light with a few darker blue accents. But it was mostly light blues. It was
right.
My safe haven. I needed to feel that my home was home. Because
right.
The home that I had prior to that felt like a war zone.
Right.
The night I went to college late in life. I didn't go right out of high school because of this guy that I was married to.
Okay.
We were dating in high school, and he begged me not to go to college.
Wow.
Because the college I had in mind was going to be in Chicago, and he didn't want me to.
We weren't living
in Illinois, so.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know, I was living in South Carolina, and he didn't want me to leave the area. He actually told me, I'm afraid if you leave, you'll find somebody smarter than me, and you'll leave.
Right.
Me. Well,
of course,
I should have gone.
He was
He was honest, but I should have realized that was a red flag right there.
Yeah, right.
But
his insecurities were going to be an issue.
I was 18. What did I know about insecure men?
Yeah, it was your classroom, so this was school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I went to school. I learned a lot. I learned slow, 25 years.
Uh-huh.
But it made me a quicker study down the line. And
right.
I felt that I needed to have that calm quietness. But one day, I diversed myself, came home from class. I mean, I was working 40 hours a week. And
uh-huh.
I put myself through school on an academic scholarship.
Right.
Which was not an easy thing, because part of the requirements was that I had to tutor.
Oh.
And I was teaching English as a second language. That was my job, basically, my qualification for this scholarship.
Uh-huh.
And I came home from class one night, and I heard him on the phone, because we lived in a small town. We had everybody knew who was doing what, and it was actually listed in the newspaper, the dean's list for that semester. And he was on the phone saying, yeah, she made the dean's list again. You know, she wouldn't do it if it wasn't for me.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, you don't own my brain. You can't.
Right.
You're not out there. You're not out there every weekend teaching these migrant workers how to speak English.
Right.
You don't
know
what I'm going through.
Yeah.
So I was angry. And I stopped at the kitchen. We had a little alcohol bar right there. And I stopped and I drank three straight bourbons. Chug, 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 like shots.
Okay.
And
I was going to ask how much.
Yeah, three big shots.
Okay.
And I couldn't understand why my book bag was falling off my shoulder. And then I realized, it's because I've relaxed a little bit.
yeah.
And the next morning I woke up and I threw all that alcohol away because I said, you know, if I have to have alcohol to deal with my husband, I don't have to deal with my husband.
Right.
And that was one of my wake up calls, one of many.
Yeah.
I got a lot of wake up calls during that time that I ignored. But since I've learned the power of manifesting and learned to get in touch with my higher self, things have taken a whole new turn.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But you're right.
Well,
this was 23 years ago that I left my ex.
Wow.
So I'd forgotten about all the red I used to wear. Not every day, but that I can now. I'm having flashbacks to certain events. Even going to work, I'd wear red quite often during that time.
See? I love this is coming out. And so the thing is, though, that even when you weren't wearing the red, because you can't wear the same color every single day, right? I mean, you know.
Want a bit?
We're conscious.
Hey, you can. One year for Halloween, somebody bet me that I couldn't. I said, I can do a different costume every day for the month of October. This you can't possibly. I said, watch me. Watch me. I mean, some of the costumes were very subtle, and they didn't involve much more than accessories. But I did something different for Halloween every single day that year.
Wow.
Because if somebody says you can't wear red every day, I'm going to go find me some red and I'll wear it for a month.
Every single day. That's awesome. Well, I just think that that is part of what helped pull you up and out of that situation.
Absolutely.
The energy that comes with it. This is the silent, non-spoken power that's, you know, in colors, the metaphysical that's happening. And that was like riding along with you, giving you the determination and, you know, just the right enough, not aggression, but assertion, you know, to be assertive about what you needed for yourself. Yeah.
And see,
that's
people,
awesome.
People do get those two words mixed up. An assertive woman is often called aggressive.
Or they call her something else.
Yeah, they call her a nice, lovely word with a B.
I know.
But you know what? I got called that once or twice, and I said, you know what? I am. I am beautiful, intelligent, talented, charming, and happy.
Yep. Hallelujah.
So don't tell me that's a bad word. It's an acronym.
That's right. I love it. That's awesome. Yeah, definitely. How beautiful. But so then there's the other side of red, though. And I think, I don't know, red is the color that sticks out most to me as having these two sides. I mean, there are a couple of other colors that do it. But red has the, you know, it has got love. It is, you know, symbolic of love, which is so powerful. It's the most powerful energy that there is. And then there's anger. Danger, caution.
True.
Yeah. How about that? It's interesting. That's
well, love can be dangerous.
How's that?
Well, for me, the first time around, it was very dangerous. I stood the opportunity, chance, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, the risk of losing myself as a codependent to the man that I loved. And I did love him, but I didn't know that I was not in love with him. There is a difference. There's a big difference.
Right. I was wondering if you loved him or in love. How interesting. And that danger, caution.
The danger was to myself the danger was that I would lose myself. And I almost did.
Right, right, right. Yeah, love is sneaky like that. And the stuff that comes before love, like infatuation and just that attraction, which isn't really in loveness, you know, cunning, baffling, powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Necessarily healthy.
I absolutely was crazy about Curtis. I met him online in a non-dating situation. I just happened to run into him in a little chat room.
Was that the first one or the current one?
Second, this is my current husband.
Oh. Okay, gotcha.
My first one has a name who shall not be mentioned on the air.
Okay, gotcha.
He's my baby daddy, and that's it.
Right.
we gotta leave him there.
Gotcha.
No, Curtis and I met on a program called I Seek You, or three letters, I See You. No,
okay.
Let's get it out. I Seek You. I'm saying it wrong, but anyway, it was a little random chat thing that my brother convinced me to try. I mean, gosh, this was in the 90s. They didn't have everything the way, you know, I think Yahoo might have had a dating site somewhere, but that was it. There was no love.com or anything like that.
Right.
And
yeah.
Curtis and I connected on a level revolving around science fiction and books and movies and just intelligent conversation, which was very hard to find back there. And we talked online for, I don't know, a couple of months before we ever finally met. And when we met, the chemistry far outweighed what I had online.
Right.
And we had a couple of hookups for a while. And then after that, I said, you know, this is too scary for me. It was too, there were no games.
It was almost like all or nothing.
Right. I didn't know how to deal with not having games played around me.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to not be a codependent, and he didn't need that.
Oh, right.
So I took about a 3-month break from him, gathered my thoughts, probably did a lot more Aretha Franklin. I don't remember. We reconnected on a very good, even playing ground and started a life together. I was crazy, crazy, crazy about him. But I wasn't in love with him until maybe 6 months after we started living together.
Mm-hmm,
When I fell in love, it was like having the bottom drop out of an elevator. That's why they call it falling in love, because I really fell.
Right.
And,
that's awesome.
And life has not been the same since.
Right. In that falling, it's kind of like letting go of the walls. The walls fall too. Walls fall.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and you just become that perfect place in vulnerability where you can absorb all the goodness.
It's letting go of your own fears and your own baggage.
Yeah.
Dropping it all.
Yeah. That's amazing and awesome.
Our time is almost up.
Dang, how's that happen? We're just starting.
I don't know. It's like we just started talking, and then all of a sudden the show's giving me a notice that it's almost over.
That's amazing. Red, everyone. Think red.
So what are some red stones real quick that we can wear today that would be good power stones or
There's stones and stuff, but I was actually wanting to, carnelian is my favorite, just because it's such a creator stone. That's, you know, it's my manifestor, it's my go-to. When I want to make something happen, I'm going to carnelian. And then I'm counting on the energy field of carnelian and the way that it radiates out. I mean, it's electromagnetic energy, and it's blending with my energy field, and that's how it's working. But I also wanted to share with, you know, just like how you were using the colors in your clothes and in your hair and stuff, and then picturing in your mind certain colors to get that effect. if folks can just experiment with looking at a color and then, you know, memorizing that color, closing their eyes, and seeing energy come off that color and pulling that energy in towards them, inhale, breathe it in, and then hold that inhale, that the air, so that the red that you've breathed in can now fill up your entire system. And know that it's taking effect and having an effect on you, which, you know, depending on what you need, too. There's so many characteristics to the color in terms of what it can bring you to enhance your world. I would focus on what is it that you need from it. Do you need courage? If it's not courage so much, is it just stimulation? You need to be kicked out of the apathetic mode that you've been in, or, you know, you need thinking of divine intelligence kind of thing where you just need to, you know, make yourself go and the ideas that you need to make your intention come through. That's kind of coming out of the apathy area too. But allow the color to go into your system and activate you.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah, and it's real, actual, honest to goodness. If you know, you were hooked up to some scientific gadgets, they could show you how that is actually real and having effect on you.
It is real. And if I would say anybody listening to this show probably knows that everything has energy. Everything vibrates.
Right.
And words have power. Thoughts become things.
Yeah.
So be mindful of what you're thinking of. And I will be thinking of the power of carnelian especially, but I'll just surround myself in a bubble of red to manifest with you for your greatest intention right now.
Awesome. Thank you. And
I can't wait to hear how this turns out.
Awesome. Actually, and since we just sort of teased everybody today, next time I'll tell the whole story and I'll tell how it turned out.
That will be awesome. That will be good.
Yeah.
Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want you to check out Jillian Harris Worldwide Metaphysical Services online.
You would just go to JillianHarrisWorldwide.com, and Jillian is with a G,
yes,
not a J.
G-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Yes.
Harris is H-A-R-R-I-S.
Yes,
just like
very vice presidential.
and it, even if you can't remember the worldwide, just put Jillian Harris and you will find her. And
awesome.
I'll tell you what, if anybody has trouble with that, just contact me on Be Unique and I'll hook you up. I'll cook you up and eat you for dinner. I'll hook you up.
That's awesome.
She's amazing, folks. Absolutely amazing and such a delight to talk to. Jillian, I'm almost wishing we could talk next week instead of next month.
I know, right? Maybe
yeah.
We'll do it more often soon.
You and I may talk next week just for the fun of it.
It
may not be on the podcast, but we may just talk.
Right, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it, and I will see you all next time. I don't even have time to play the exit. So, bye.
My goodness. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.